Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Bond markets drove a fresh round of volatility on US equity markets overnight, with an earlier rally unwinding as US 10-year Treasury yields rose to multi-year highs. Dow was down 167 points, or 0.7%. S&P down 0.6%. NASDAQ outperforming with a 0.2% fall. The rally in long bond yields came after the release of the minutes of the Federal Reserve's January monetary policy meeting, in which the central bank observed that a strengthening economy increased the likelihood that a gradual upward trajectory of the federal funds rate would be appropriate. Traders were also noting that those minutes don't capture the recent evidence of rapidly rising inflation that we've seen. So I could see the Fed hike more than the three times that the central bank is currently forecasting. Just on the US economic data front, existing home sales were down 3.2% month on month. That was weaker than expected. Consensus expectations were for a 0.5% rise. However, the market's flash manufacturing PMI rose to 55.9, which was a 3.5-year high and better than consensus expectations. Europe's main markets were mixed. Germany's DAX down 0.1%, CAC rising 0.2%. On the economic data front, both the manufacturing and services PMIs for the Eurozone showed that growth in the region slowed a touch in February. London's FTSE was up 0.5%, financials and resources leading the gains there. Lloyds Bank rallied almost 2.8% after posting its highest pre-tax profit in more than 10 years and announcing a share buyback of £1 billion. And on the miners, Glencore jumping over 5% after the miner and commodity trader recorded a fourfold rise in 2000 net profit and noted it was mulling acquisitions. Pound sterling had a choppy session. It was weak initially after the UK unemployment data showed that the unemployment rate unexpectedly rose to 4.4%. That's the first rise we've seen in almost 2 years. However, it did steady after some fairly bullish testimony from some Bank of England officials to the UK Treasury Committee that, amongst other things, noted that there's wages appear to be strengthening in the UK. Base metals were firmer on the LME after a choppy session ahead of the release of those Fed minutes. Copper paired earlier session falls to settle 0.4% higher, trading just shy of $3.23 a pound. Benchmark spot iron ore once again unmoved, 78.43 a metric tonne as the end of the Lunar New Year holidays approach. Gold futures fell $6.70 to $1,325.10 an ounce. Oil prices mixed ahead of the release of the latest weekly US inventory data, WTI dipping 11 cents to $61.68 a barrel, Brent gaining 17 cents to $65.42 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields the big mover, as I said, up about 6 basis points to 2.95%. And the Aussie dollar was hammered, falling about 1% against the US dollar, hanging on to around 78 cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.